At Founders Brewing Company, we set out to create a beer that lets you embrace the unconventional. Mortal Bloom is a radiantly beautiful, hazy IPA that will wrap your taste buds with intense citrus and tropical notes of pineapple and mango. Coming in at 6.2% ABV with big aromatics and no bitterness, it's the perfect beer, if we do say so ourselves. Visit foundersbrewing.com to find Mortal Bloom Hazy IPA.
Dunkin' cold coffee can be brewed at home in your Keurig coffee maker with Dunkin' cold K-Cup pods. Just brew it hot over ice and enjoy flavor that's crafted to serve cold. The home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.
Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.
Yes, well, Emilia Clarke, you'll know her from Game of Thrones. She also, I think she has a movie out right now. It's like a holiday film. I can't remember. Last Christmas, I think, is the name of it. We were giving away tickets to it. Anyways, she's very familiar if you're unaware of like what her name is. But she was on Game of Thrones, and recently she was on Dax Shepard's Armchair Expert podcast, and she was talking a little bit about how she gets pressured to go nude all the time.
Yeah, I would imagine that's a problem a lot of actresses deal with.
Things are very, very, very different, and I'm a lot more savvy about what I'm comfortable with and what I am okay with doing. Like, I've had fights on set before where I'm like, she stays up, and they're like, you don't want to disappoint your Game of Thrones fans, and I'm like, no. I feel like I've seen enough now to know what is actually needed.
Yeah. So there you go.
Yeah, it is interesting because, you know, Dax brought up the fact that a lot of Emilia's early sex scenes on the show were, quote, virtually rape scenes. And she gave her co-star Jason Momoa a ton of credit for making her feel comfortable during them.
Yeah.
Saying, you know, he was like, sweetie, this is how it's meant to be and this is how it's not meant to be. And I'm going to make sure that's the way it goes. He was very kind and considerate, she said, and seemed to care about her as a human being.
He seems like that. He genuinely does. I was watching a clip of him on the Kelly Clarkson show recently, and it was the most adorable thing. I put it up on our Jeff and Jen Facebook page, but Kelly Clarkson brought out her two small children that are just in love with Aquaman.
Yeah.
And he was just like right down in there with them, like, tell me your questions for Aquaman. What's up? And their questions were, do you know the Little Mermaid?
Obviously.
And he was like, yeah. And the other question the kids had were, where do you pee?
That's a good question.
And he said he just goes in the ocean like everybody else.
Oh, yeah. I guess that makes sense.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Tom Hanks.
Yes.
Seemed like the perfect choice to play Fred Rogers in the new movie, A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood. And there might be a good reason for that. According to Ancestry.com. They're sixth cousins.
I love this about Ancestry.com. I haven't been linked to anybody famous that I know of yet.
Well, Access Hollywood recently confronted Tom and his wife, Rita Wilson, and showed them the family tree. And they were definitely surprised. This is a crazy story.
I want to break some news to you tonight. Our friends at Ancestry did some digging. You are related to Fred Rogers.
No, impossible. No, you're pulling our leg.
All right.
Let's look at that.
How far away is it?
Wait, look at a Mefford. A Mefford.
I know, yeah, Mefford.
You are six cousins with Fred Rogers.
Look, Ernest Hanks.
Well, listen.
Amos Hanks.
It all
can
just,
we keep this?
It all just comes together.
This is crazy.
Do you have any idea?
Well, I would like to see if Johnny Depp is related to Fred Rogers. Can you find out from Ancestry.com?
But that is kind of interesting. Apparently, they do share a relative named Johannes Mefford, who was born in 1732. He immigrated from Germany to America in the 18th century. He raised a family of patriots. Three of his sons, including Tom Hanks and Fred Rogers' ancestors, served in the Revolutionary War.
That's kind of cool.
They do continuously update that stuff because I just got an email yesterday that said your information has been updated because more people keep putting their
you have more matches
DNA in the pot so they like can give you a better result of who you are.
His wife sounds genuinely like shocked and really like, I want to have this for Thanksgiving. When everyone comes over, I can show them.
She's like, get out of here.
Yeah. Well, there are a lot of holiday movies. I mean, I know like a lot of us love our classics and things like that, but there are a lot of holiday movies that you're not going to be able to find on some of the streaming services, even between like Netflix and Amazon Prime and Disney Plus. A lot of those streaming services don't really license a lot of holiday titles because they don't really feel like people are going there just for that. So there's a ton of holiday movies that are not going to be on any of the streaming services, starting with Elf. That's a big holiday
classic.
That's
a huge holiday classic.
Yes. The number two holiday classic, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
How did that happen?
Yeah. The Polar Express. I mean, all of these are quality.
Speaking of Tom Hanks.
Yes, the 1964 Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, which is, I think most of these usually are on like TBS, TNT, CBS.
Yeah,
you see a lot of these. The Grinch That Stole Christmas, the original Grinch That Stole Christmas. And then I don't know if you guys remember this movie, Four Christmases. It was Reese Witherspoon and Vaughn.
Vince Vaughn was in it,
Vince
right?
Vince Vaughn, they get busted. That's a cute movie. And then the original Frosty the Snowman, that's another one. Huh. You're not going to find any of these on streaming services, but you'll be able to find most of them on regular television if you still have like cable or something like that.
Well, that and keep in mind you can pay to stream all those titles from on-demand services like Amazon, Google Play, Fandango. Now it's just a little frustrating when you spend so much money on streaming services as it is that it's like, oh really, you're kidding me, and I gotta pay extra for this one.
That drives me crazy because I started watching Veep for free on Amazon Prime. I think the first two seasons of Veep are free on there. So then it's like, do you want to watch season three? I'm like, yeah, they're like $16.99. I'm like, no.
I think that was one of the reasons why I got HBO, was so that I could watch that show.
Yeah. Veep. And it's hilarious if you haven't ever heard of it. It's
very
really
funny.
Cute.
Time now for another round of the best friend game. Ladies and gentlemen, we have Debbie and we got Rick, everybody. Welcome to the
show, guys. Hi, you guys.
Hi.
Morning.
Now, the two of you have been knowing each other for a very long time. How many years?
About 48.
48. Did he marry you? Did he make an honest woman out of you?
Oh, yes.
Yes. How many years ago did he do that?
44.
44.
Yes.
Blissful.
Happy.
All of them.
Yes.
Now, did we have any kids during these 48 years together?
Three.
And how old are they now?
Let's see. Gina's 41.
Okay.
Jay is 40.
Okay.
And Kara is 34.
34. Because, you know, I was totally just doing the math right now to figure out if you had to get married or and you're safe. You're good.
We're good. We're
right.
Good. However, the first two were 11 months apart. So that was.
Oh, that's a problem.
That was her fault.
Why was it her fault? Could she just not resist you?
I don't know. I've been silent on that subject for a long time.
Well, I'm going to tell you, you're not. Do you know about this game?
I think so.
Yeah. So, you know, you're not going to have an option of being quiet about some very personal things coming up here in a little amount of time.
Okay.
You all right with that?
We're good. We're good.
Whose idea was it to come in here?
Our daughter. She said that she did this 2 years ago.
Yeah. And so you've been listening, so you know?
We've tried to prepare as well as we can.
Yeah. Yes. Did you learn anything about your daughter from when she played the game that you didn't expect or know before?
I think they won some money.
Yeah, really. But she didn't reveal anything embarrassing about herself or your family or...
I don't think so.
Anything
no.
like
that. There were no bombshells that rocked the family.
No.
Well, we'll try to fix that today.
Okay.
See what we can come up with you guys. So what are some of the things you guys like to do when you got date night?
Drink wine.
And we go out to eat.
Now, are you working or retired or?
Both retired.
Nice. Yeah. What did you do?
I worked for Miller Brewing Company.
Oh, nice.
35 years.
Yeah.
I did. I worked for Market Day. It was a school fundraiser.
Very, very cool. All right, so I've decided I am going to send Debbie out of the room.
All right. So we'll send Debbie off to the Jeff and Jen isolation booth.
Rick is in the hot seat, and he looks thrilled. Your daughter's in so much trouble. I can tell already.
She is.
All right.
All right, so here we go.
We start off slow, and then it gets rougher, just so you know.
Okay.
Okay. How does she like her eggs?
Over easy.
Which of your kids did she think would have the most issues with adulting?
Our son.
Okay. What did you fight about the most in the first few years of your marriage?
Probably my not coming home right after work.
What would you go do?
Drink. Work for a beer company.
Drink, yeah. Product sampling.
Product sampling. Is that what you called it?
Yes.
Research.
That's great.
After all these years, where could she still use a little improvement?
I'm calming down.
She get a little excited. She get nervous, worried.
I'm the quiet one, and she's not the quiet one.
Well, I mean, does she just get anxious and excited in stressful situations, or are you talking about she drinks too much and starts dancing on tables?
No.
Kind
she's,
of calm
she's
down.
Just a high energy person.
Okay.
And I'm a low energy person, so that sometimes clashes.
I see. All right. Fifth and final. What word or term does she use for your, you know, what'd she call it?
Little Ricky.
With that accent?
No.
Is that your answer? Is that what she calls it?
No, that's not it.
What is it?
Zeke.
Zeke it is.
Zeke. All right. There's your five questions. Now that Rick has answered all five, we're going to bring
He's blushing.
Debbie back into the studio to see how her answers stack up to Rick's. Come on back, Debbie. All right, Debbie, make sure you're on
okay.
mic.
I'm done talking.
Yeah. You may need to defend yourself, so stand by. 48 years is a long time. You learn a lot about a person in 48 years, don't you? You know everything.
Yes.
First right. question is worth $10.
How do you like your eggs?
Over easy.
Nice.
There you go. There's your first 10 bucks. Yay. Next question's worth 20.
Which of your kids did you think would have the most issues with adulting?
Jay.
Yeah.
Two for two. Look at that.
Just wait.
Next. Next question's worth 30.
What did you fight about the most in your first few years of your marriage?
Him going out drinking.
There you go.
After work?
Wow.
Yes.
He needed to come home,
yes.
didn't he? There were three kids at home. He doesn't need to be out there.
Now, in
whatever.
His defense, he did call it product sampling.
Yeah.
Or whatever that's
called. Is that what he called it then?
Yes, he
did. It was
did.
Part of the job, wasn't it? Yeah. Good job. I mean, all that right. was a while ago, and you remember.
Question number 4.
After all these years, where would he say you could use a little improvement still?
Probably with my attitude.
What about your attitude?
I should calm down a little
there you go. Yes.
Now, what do you think it is about in what way do you think he wants you to calm down? What is it about you?
I think I have a little too much energy for him.
That was almost verbatim.
That is almost verbatim.
It's hard to contain yourself.
Yes.
I understand.
So it's a zest for life, isn't it?
He tells me I need to go get a job.
Oh, get out of your hair. Yeah.
Well,
only one more.
So far, listen, you guys are doing great. Oh, most people don't do this well.
It's true.
I mean, you got 100 bucks so far. If you get this question right, you walk out of here with 150 bucks.
And you're in our 5 for 5 club, and there is only a handful of people that have ever gotten 5 for 5, and we've been playing this for years.
Yeah.
Whoa.
So if you think you're excited
now. But I feel like I have to give this to my daughter, because she signed us up for this.
Yeah, no. No. After this answer, she would tell you, keep the money.
So, for the win.
What word or phrase do you use for his, you know, what do you call it?
Oh, God. Zeke.
Yes!
Yes!
Fantastic.
Where does Zeke come from? Who's Zeke? Is that something that started way back in the beginning? And it's just.
Yes, because our first baby we called Zeke, I guess, before it was born.
Gotcha.
Oh my God.
So,
that
there you
is
go.
So great. You got $150, guys. I mean, you truly, you're not just married. You truly are best friends. After how many years together? What'd you say? 48 years
48.
Together?
48. Wow. That was impressive. Great job, you
That's
guys.
That's amazing.
Was fun.
What were you going to say,
that
Rick?
Was fun.
I'm exhausted.
Well, enjoy that $150 bucks.
Thanks so much.
You know, and you know, this is such a rare occasion for us on so many different levels. And to meet a couple that's been together for this long and to seemingly get along. So is there a secret? What's been yours?
I think the biggest secret is opposites do attract.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at our history, we're so diverse in our upbringing before we met. I think that has a lot to do with it.
But accepting the differences, right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
All right. Thank you again. Thank you so much for coming on the Best Friend Game, guys. So if you would like to come on the Best Friend Game, it's fairly simple. The wait's kind of long, but the application process is easy. Just log on to the website, WKRQ.com. Fill out the application as best you can, and we'll be in touch.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at CBGAirport.com.